Welcome to Chats with Susan Burrell, and that's me. I help strong, capable women who have pockets of self-doubt access their inner wisdom and clarify their own truth. Chats with Susan Burrell is where we have rich conversations about empowerment, radiating your brilliance out into the world, and loving yourself more than you ever have before. And who doesn't want that? So let's get started.
So I want to ask you today, do you realize that you personally are on a spiritual journey? And what I mean by that is that, well, life is really a journey, right? I mean, we live life, we do things, we succeed and fail, we love, we lose, we win, we experience life, and that's a journey. But did you realize you're also on a spiritual journey? Because life really is infused with a divine essence, if you will, of what I choose to call source energy. It's the energy of the entire cosmos, and it comes in through each of us. And when we pay attention to that, when we open up our inner awareness, our inner ears, if you will, our inner eyes, we begin to see amazing possibilities of expression in our lives, of fluidity, of financial wellness, of healing and health, all of those things. So life isn't just to be lived and then you die, you know, and you get as many toys as you want that you can't take with you, all that stuff. Life is really a spiritual journey, and we are all on that. And, you know, it's not based on a religion. You know, I'm not about religion. It's really based on coming to your inner self, meeting yourself within your heart, not your mind, because the mind controls a lot. The ego runs the mind, and the mind tells you what to do, but your heart, because in your heart, that's where the love that is pure spirit, the love that is that cosmic stardust, if you will, it resides within your heart area, within your awareness that who you are is this esteemed spiritual being, and that life is a spiritual journey. And I was called to talk about this because I have my own spiritual journey and practice that I've been doing for, over 25 years, I guess. Actually, it's longer than that, but I'm not going to share that part. And my life, while I've had bumps and grinds and scraped knees and broken heart, my life continues to grow and expand in amazing ways because I come back to my inner divinity on a daily basis. And so I want to read a quote to you. This is by a man named Howard Falco. He wrote a book called I Am, which a lot of ancient wisdom and world philosophies and religions claim that the inner divinity or the outer divinity of God, if you will, is the I Am presence. And this book is really, really right on. And in that book, Howard said, "The universe is always mirroring your truth as evidenced by how things come together in your life. The willingness to eventually adopt a fearless and trusting attitude is what opens the door to a new way of living, a new way of treating others, and in turn, a new way that others treat you." And that's certainly been my experience on my spiritual journey, is when I connect with myself and I clear out all the garbage in my head and all those emotional triggers as much as humanly possible, my life gets better and people, I connect better with people. You know, people are drawn to me and I'm drawn to them. You know, those, you know, that random, what seems like a random experience where you meet somebody for the first time and you feel like you've known them all your life. Okay, that's not random. That is spiritual connection. That's heart-to-heart connection when you, and you become aware of it when you develop a spiritual practice. And that's some of what I do with clients is I support people in developing a spiritual practice that's personal and intimate to them that they can utilize on a daily basis to gain a deeper access to their inner wisdom, which is source energy wisdom, which is divine wisdom, and access to deeper self-love and self-esteem so that they stand on a foundation of that and then live their life from that. And so one of the things I wanted to let everybody know that I do is I have guided meditations. They're short. Some are 5 minutes, some are 15 minutes that are on this app that you can put on your phone called Insight Timer, insight timer.com. And I have a following. I'm so thrilled. Thank you, everyone who's been following me. But these meditations that I've created, I started for myself, and now I'm sharing them with whoever wants to listen to them when you use the Insight Timer app. And the feedback I always get from any of my guided meditations is like, wow, I feel better, or wow, I didn't know that's what was holding me back, or wow, my perspective has shifted. I worked with a client yesterday and we did a guided meditation specific for her situation. And afterwards she said, all I did was shift my perspective just by a little bit. And it changed, it's changing every way that I see how I want to operate in my business. And I was like, yay, let's do a happy dance. So the guided meditations on Insight Timer are, I encourage you to go and have a listen and then let me know what you think. Also, part of my spiritual journey, besides doing guided meditations for myself that then I give to clients and friends, is to sit in silent meditation. And I know this makes people squirm. Some people love it. You know, some people love to sit in the silence. But the majority of people that I come in contact with, we're all busy, right? We all have lives. We're, especially if you're an entrepreneur, there is very little time. You have to really create time where you're not doing something about your business, where you're not being refocusing on whatever marketing strategy you need to develop, or, you know, funnel you need to create, or list you need to reach out to. Being an entrepreneur in your business, being your own boss, there's no downtime. So sitting in the silence, even if it's 5 minutes, is I think imperative. It is for me, at least, as I work my business and build it. And Insight Timer, it's a timer. You can go there and they have a timer. I used to tell my students, just get a kitchen timer, set it for 5 minutes. Don't think about it. That way you're not worrying about what time is it, what time is it, what if I fall asleep, blah, blah, blah. And you can just focus on your breath and being silent, calming your mind. And work your way up to 15 minutes, work your way up to half hour. I do 20 minutes to half an hour daily. And that just centers me to get my day going in a very powerful and positive way. And one of the reasons why I do a silent meditation for myself, well, A, I don't like people telling me what to do sometimes. You know, sometimes I'm just like done with you telling me what to do. And I can sit in the silence and I usually just ask the question of the divine, what is it I need to know today? What wisdom, what enlightenment, what information do I need to know today? And then I just try and be as quiet again as humanly possible and allow that invitation to inform me on what the steps are that you know, I need to do? Because oftentimes, again, going back to how busy we are as entrepreneurs, there's always something to do. And I find that if I am able to still my mind enough, sometimes then when I come out of that meditation of, you know, what do I need to know for today? I can look at my schedule again. It goes back to shifting your perspective. Simply, I can look at my schedule and go, oh, that is not my priority. I can reprioritize, or I can say, wow, this is the thing I really want to focus on. And the rest of this stuff is not important. So I don't even need to do it. And, but just having that stillness in your morning before you begin the day grounds you. It awakens your inner wisdom so that you can listen to your inner guidance, which is all the divine whispering and speaking to you. And then you can take whatever action you feel inspired to live your day and live your life from a place of connection and a place of empowerment. So I can't speak enough about meditations and how much they've helped me. There's statistics that meditation is really good for people that are struggling with a low-grade depression. And I was one of those people. This is why I started years and years and 25 plus years ago, because I was getting really tired of being depressed. And what I found is the meditation helped me come back to myself so I could learn to trust and believe in myself more and not doubt. Because what I found, at least in my life, and I bet there's other people out there, that a low-grade depression is generally because you are not addressing what you're afraid of, or you're doubting yourself because people have told you whatever they think you should be or you are or you need to do. And your soul, your inner self is going, I don't want to do it. But we get trained from childhood to do the thing that somebody tells us they should do. We should do. And I have a great quote from one of my favorite authors, Richard Bach. He wrote Jonathan Livingston Seagull. He wrote the best book called Illusions, one of my favorite books. And he says, there is no freedom without independence. No freedom without shattering the chains of someone else pushing, forcing, deciding my life against my will. Freedom's not living as someone says I must, but living true to my unchained spirit. Living true to my unchained spirit. God bless you, Richard Bach. So what that means to me is that, well, my experience is by using meditation as one of my spiritual tools, I can recognize where I am living my life according to someone else's agenda. I can see where I am still hooked to the past story of blah, blah, blah. He done me wrong, or I got this, or they should have done that. In meditation, I can detach from that stuff that's holding me back so that I can move forward on my life journey into a greater sense of self-value and creativity simply by sitting for 5 minutes a day. Okay, 20 to 30 minutes, that's what I do. You don't have to do what I do. I'm just making a suggestion. So part of the other things that I use as on my spiritual journey, and I change these out, but I encourage my clients to do this because I found that having a couple of foundational tools in your spiritual backpack, if you will, for your journey is important. So one of them is definitely meditation, whether it's sitting in the silence or guided. But I also start a meditation often with some contemplative reading, which means, you know, there's tons of books out there, bestsellers, you know, Transform Your Life, Live Now, the Power of Blah Blah. And just reading a paragraph or a short chapter before I go into meditation, often, you know, the divine, the spirit, fairies or whatever you want to call them will open the book for me to a place where there is the exact thing that I've been grappling with that I need to unwind from, or that I need to explore more of, or I need to invest myself in. And so once I do that reading, then I go into my silent meditation with whatever has been triggered in my brain. It gives my brain something to do while my spirit is informing me of what I am and who I am and how I'm here to serve. So contemplative reading. And if you are interested in books, you can contact me through susanburrell.com. And I can certainly share with you some of the books that have inspired me most, the authors that have inspired me most. There's so many great authors out there. And I soon will have my own book. It's going to be called Live Your Empowered Life, A 30-Day Journey. And in that book, I'm putting all of these spiritual tools in it so that anyone can just pick it up and begin to develop their spiritual path more deeply, because that's really the truth of who we are. We're here to be spiritual beings. And so the other thing that I use besides meditation and contemplative reading is going for walks outside, getting out of the office, getting out of the house, and walking outside, you know, even if it's just walking around your neighborhood, but putting your attention on, you know, not so much the houses and how you wish you had that, or wow, they don't have that, or whatever, but put your attention on the sounds, the smells as you're walking, nature, listen to the birds, look at the flowers or the trees that are in your neighborhood. And again, it doesn't take, you don't have to walk for an hour, you know, 15 minutes, a walk around the block twice or whatever, but with the intention of noticing things outside of yourself that are, I want to say, created by the divine. You know, daisies are created by the divine. You know, a tree with leaves turning colors in the fall, that's divine. You know, a little puppy dog, that's divine. So taking time to see the divine in everything when you go for a walk, that's part of a spiritual journey with intention. And the other thing that I use is journaling. And years ago, I mean, I started writing a journal when I was like 13. I took a class and he said, write down what you do every day. That's what, you know, it was with intention to get you to become a writer. But, you know, so I took him literally, my teacher, and I wrote down what I did that day, which eventually became just a running story of diarrhea, if you will, of what I've done and what and who did me wrong and how I can't get it to be better. And, you know, it was a wine fest, you know, not the stuff you drink that's really good, but a wine fest. And as I proceeded to get older, I realized that wasn't supporting me. That wasn't a healthy way to journal. And so now I journal with intention again, just like going for a walk outside. I journal with intention to get clear within my mind and then with my heart, what it is I may not be addressing, or what it is I'm afraid of, or what it is I'm so angry about that's causing me to feel depressed because I don't want to look at it. Or what is it that I love about myself? Where am I succeeding? Where am I just feeling grateful for all that I am and all the people in my life? And so I do these intentional journaling prompts that help me kind of excavate what is really going on within me. And it helps me raise my conscious awareness of the truth of what's happening within me. Again, because when we're busy, when we're in the throes of our business, it's easy to forget where we've succeeded or what we need to tweak. It's easy to forget that, hey, you know, wow, I am feeling resistant because I'm kind of afraid to do this next step, or I'm feeling a little depressed because I'm kind of angry that that didn't get addressed by my team or my parents, you know, whomever. So the journal to get the stuff out, it's to get the muck that we carry around in our brain where we run a story that then becomes a loop that doesn't have a pause button. And so journaling with intention to get that stuff out onto paper. And it's not for you to go back and reread. Lots of people like to reread their journals. I don't recommend it. I used to do that, but then it would trigger me into, oh yeah, I remember when he treated me like crap. Who needs to go back and remember that stuff? Remember the good stuff, right? So intentionally using a journal to write down the stuff that no longer serves you, any fear, any doubt, any shame, any anger, and write down the stuff that does serve you, your gratitudes, your successes, how you value yourself, where you nurtured yourself during the day, that kind of stuff. And that, for me at least, has, again, shifted my perspective enough so I could see a more expansive pathway for me to follow instead of getting into the narrow alleys where there's dead ends and stuff like that on a journey, right? So the other thing that I use for my spiritual path, I guess, on a daily basis are affirmations. And again, everybody talks about affirmations. Everybody's got an affirmation book. Everybody uses affirmations now. And actually, if you don't, you might want to try them. But there's a way to use affirmations where it's just like putting a Band-Aid on your heart that doesn't really move you into full expression of what it is you're affirming. And I've seen many, many people do that. Oh, I'm using this affirmation, but I'm using the affirmation, I love myself, but I don't feel like I love myself. Well, how are you using it? Well, I say it 5 times a day. There's certain ways to use these affirmations so that they download into your heart and move from your head to your heart. Because what happens is if you're saying an affirmation out loud or writing it, although writing is really good because it's a separate kind of learning modality. But if you're saying it, eventually the mind shuts up, you know, the mind goes, oh, I've heard that before, I don't believe it. And it's arguing. It will argue, the ego will use your mind to argue about the affirmation that you are focusing on. So when you bring your affirmation into your heart center through the breath, breathing in, and then focusing on your heart, not your head, and you say, I love myself more than I ever have in my life. And you put it into that heart center. What happens is it starts revving up the love DNA, if you will. And it gets downloaded into your cells. It truly does. By focusing simply on your heart area and breathing in this new truth that you are rewriting for yourself. So breathing it into the heart. I love myself more than I ever have in my life. I'm doing that several times, you know, and this could be part of your just a 30-minute spiritual practice. Read something inspiring for 5 to 10 minutes, meditate for 10 to 15 minutes, and tap it off with breathing an affirmation into your heart and see what happens. See how your life changes for the better and that your journey really does become an empowered life. So I work with clients on their personal spiritual journey. I help them uncover any blocks that have been just ongoing. And then we remove them energetically, mentally and emotionally, we remove them. But the energy systems that our body uptakes and lives with also creates those barriers that it's hard to get through, which is why sometimes when people are using affirmations, they don't necessarily work because there's an energy system that they haven't uncovered and are not addressing. And so I work with clients to find those blocks, those barriers, and we remove them energetically so they can have a greater sense of clarity and confidence and really remember that they're at choice. And that builds an inner foundation of self-love, self-esteem, self-nurturing. And I call it the empowered life journey. Hey, you know, I've been through it. Why not? Why not call it that? And I invite you to come and check out what I do on the website, SusanBurrell.com, and reach out to me if you're interested in having a free session to see if you have blocks and where are they, and we can remove those together so that you can live an empowered life and journey into greater possibilities of self-expression and self-realization. So that's all I had to say today. Hope you enjoyed it. Look forward to hearing from you.
Well, that wraps up our chat for today. Thanks for joining me. And if you want to learn more, go to SusanBurrell.com. You can contact me through the website. There's blogs for you to read. There are videos to watch. And remember, I am an intuitive healer and spiritual guide at the crossroads of life. And I would be more than honored to help you on your journey to live an empowered life. And so it is. Namaste.